I'm Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're going to talk about TOC Concert Hall, also known as the Old Church. This was the first project that Studio Dad had as a company. I had known about the place for years. I'd gone to shows there. I had friends who got married there. And we just so happened to have a connection with the managing director who got in touch with us because they were ready to rebrand. And I think the original one was done in the 60s or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't really done much. They'd done some like little updates over the years, but no real brand work. And so they brought us in to work on it. And I mean, working on like concert venues and cultural places is always a fun opportunity. So the Old Church is a nonprofit, and it's governed by a board of directors, mm-hmm. or maybe it's just a board, and every meeting was with the entire board.
And I will say, they had breakfast at every...
They had breakfast, snacks, lunch. Drinks, something at every meeting.
It was the most impressive spread mm-hmm. for a meeting.
Yeah, and they were all super nice people.
Very nice.
Like, it was a pleasure to work with the board.
Yeah, I think you kind of learn... working with a board, how it's very different than working with one kind of focused client who it's their brand and it's kind of their voice that you're trying to represent. A board is a lot of different opinions. Mm-hmm. So I think we did a lot of collaborative exercises with them, and kind of, it was a long process and kind of walking them through and getting everyone's opinion throughout. But I think we learned a lot from it. I think it was the project we developed our whole new approach to branding that we kind of carried over into our other projects mm-hmm. in our studio.
Yeah. You know, I think like a lot of clients, when they're doing a rebrand, it's because there's some shift happening within the organization. And in this instance, they were going from being primarily like a classical music venue to trying to have more contemporary artists and appeal to a slightly younger crowd without alienating the existing crowd that was sort of the supporters and the benefactors of the Old Church. So there's always like sensitivity there. And so we did the one thing that would upset absolutely everybody, which is change the name from the Old Church to TOC, because one thing, like, they're already all calling it TOC internally, and it just was sort of time to give it sort of a new start on things.
We were surprised with how open the board was with all their ideas. We had some crazy ideas we threw their way, and they were always very excited. Mm-hmm. So that's always a pleasure to work with open-minded people.
Yeah. This was like an instance where they were so open that like we got to work beyond branding. Like we were consulting on interior design and like lighting plans and exterior paint colors and even like some things with like programming of who they were booking. Like we were having discussions about that. And maybe that's the benefit of working with a smaller nonprofit like this. Like the board was pretty much it, and I think they had two staff members aside from that. So not a huge group of people running the place, but you get the opportunity to have influence throughout the organization.
When I think from our part, we get really involved in mm-hmm. going to shows where we're going to be at and really kind of getting to know everyone there and spending a lot of time.
I think it's important that like a decision we made, which is like a business, but also a creative decision, is that everything is a project fee. We don't charge hourly for almost anything. Mm-hmm. There's some rare instances. But we don't want to be thinking about hours when we're working on mm-hmm. things. And we don't want the client to be thinking about it either. We want to think about what's the best result in the end.
Yeah.
What's going to lead to that.
Including leading to more baked goods.
Well, this was another instance where the logo got turned into a baked good. This time it was a cookie that was like frosted with the logo on it.
And we had this idea that we were going to do a portfolio shoot mm-hmm. of all the collateral and posters and everything we've done right after this event we went to where they had the logo as a cookie.
Yeah.
But turned out we didn't do the shoot after.
We were a little slow on getting the shoot coordinated, so it was like a year and a half later.
It was a year and a half later when we finally got it coordinated, and we still had the cookies. Mm-hmm. And we decided that Peter was going to eat the cookie.
Like a bite or a shot of me biting into the cookie was going to be for the portfolio.
And so Peter got to eat a very, very, very old cookie.
And it was worse than that because the photographer wanted to shoot just the cookie beforehand, and we were in a parking lot. And so they were like, just put it on the ground. So this cookie sat on a parking lot for a few minutes, and then they're like, okay, now eat it.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. Akavit? Is it Danish? Yeah. The stuff Akavit? I have is Danish.
Yeah.
The brand I have, anyway. I would guess it's just Nordic. It's not just Danish.
I think it's Danish.
Is it?
I think so. I'll have to look that up. It's what you drink for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, it's a breakfast schnapps.
Is that common to have drinks at breakfast?
Yeah. Or you can have it at lunch.
Like not on a Monday. You do that on a Saturday.
Well, it depends. You do it when we were in high school, you would have these like breakfast celebrations where you would go to someone's house on their birthday before school. So like at 6 a.m., everyone from the class showed up with akvavit and you took shots before you went to class.
How many shots?
I mean, depended. Like some people did a lot more than other people.
And the parents were okay with this?
Probably not, but okay. It's Denmark. Okay. But you still had like 30 kids showing up at your house. I think it's more just like that was how it was, so it was accepted.
Remember in high school, we had this like offsite event at a church. It wasn't church related though, it was just like a big space that had like a lot of rooms. I don't remember what the point of the whole thing was, but like we were seniors, so people could drive, so everybody drove there. And this kid that I knew drove there, and apparently he was like drinking in his car beforehand, and somebody saw him, reported him, snitched on him to the principal. And for some reason, I was implicated in this. Like, I didn't even know the guy. And so, like, they pulled me aside. The principal said somebody was seen drinking in the parking lot. I was like, okay. She's like, were you drinking in the parking lot? I was like, no. And then she said, let me smell your breath. And I was, like, so scared that I let her do it. That is an unlawful search right there. I am, like, disappointed in myself that I didn't stand up for my rights more and be like, get a warrant if you want to smell this breath.
Do you have rights like that when you're on school property?
It wasn't even school property. Oh. It was a field trip.
Oh, you were out.
But I think you do. Yeah.
I mean, have to look into
your,
that.
Your human rights don't get suspended because you're at school.
On your private property. I don't know.
Maybe.